Hi, I'm Andrew Burton, editor of SearchSMBStorage.com, and I'm here today with Greg Scholz, founder and senior analyst with the Storage.io Group. How's it going today, Greg?
Andrew, I'm doing great. Yourself?
I'm really good. Looking forward to the weekend.
Fantastic.
All right, so first up, just basic question, what is shared SaaS?
Okay, well, let's real quick take a step back. SaaS being serial attached SCSI, and there's a couple pieces to it. SaaS is both an interface, in other words, for attaching storage to a server, for attaching an individual disk drive to a server, as well as attaching a storage system. Likewise, SaaS could be a disk drive. There are disk drives that are SaaS-based, and there are storage systems that are SaaS-based. So what this essentially means is that shared SaaS is a way of attaching a storage array to more than one server. A different way of looking at it, Andrew, is this. There's shared SaaS, but there's also shared DAS, DAS being direct attached storage. And being how SaaS as a disk drive are deployed in individual servers, blade servers, tower servers, there's that notion that SaaS is DAS in the forms of dedicated direct attached storage. But there's also this other variation of DAS, direct attached storage, being shared direct attached storage in the form of shared SaaS. In other words, the storage system can be direct attached via a SaaS cable to two or more servers.
Okay, great. And can you outline some of the benefits of shared SaaS and also shared DAS?
Absolutely, Andrew. I mean, the notion, it comes down to this, is that you either have storage internal and dedicated directly attached to that server, or you have your storage that's external and shared. Normally, when we think shared storage, we think storage area networks or SANs, whether they be iSCSI-based, whether they be fiber channel-based, fiber channel over Ethernet or FCOE, DCB-type implementations, or even InfiniBand and NAS. But the other variation of this is of using a SaaS shared storage such that you can share it. And what is the real benefit? Is the ability to simplify management, simplify backup, improve the utilization. In other words, instead of having that dedicated storage where only one server can get to it, now you have all those benefits that you hear about with iSCSI, fiber channel, and NAS storage area type networks. But here's a real key one. If you are doing virtual servers, whether it's VMware, whether it's Microsoft Hyper-V, whether it be Citrix Xen, requires shared storage. It requires shared storage such that if you're going to do a vMotion, a live migration of a virtual machine from one physical to the other, those physical machines require shared storage.
And another question I had, how about cost? Is it, is it considerably more affordable than, say, like a SAN or a NAS, or is it?
Andrew, this is where it gets rather interesting in that also opens up, it potentially opens a Pandora's box for discussion, which could be fun or interesting, depending on how you look at it. But in general, yes, it should be cheaper, and here's why, in that the, even though you can share, even though you could effectively, arguably, debatable, create a small SAN, if you want to call it that, with SaaS, it is limited in distance. But here's the key thing is that with that shared SaaS, most servers are coming with SaaS built right onto the motherboard, built right into the server. So there's that potential to eliminate the need for a SaaS adapter. Just like the value prop around iSCSI is you can leverage the built-in capabilities. Well, the other value prop is that SaaS is currently running at 3 gigabit, now coming out at 6 gigabit, compared to the 1 gigabit Ethernet NICs that are built into the server. So there is that potential performance benefit. But where it comes back to in the cost is that depending upon the implementation, shared SaaS storage from vendors like Dell, from vendors like HP, IBM, Oracle Sun, and others, has the potential, depending on how configured, to be lower cost than even iSCSI at low-end, small-type environments.
Okay, great. And can you outline some of the, you touched on a couple already, but can you outline some of the drawbacks or limitations of shared SaaS?
Yeah, absolutely, Andrew. I mean, with everything, there's the good, the bad, the ugly, the pros, the cons. It's trade-offs, right? And just think of this as being yet another tool that can be used for certain things. The biggest drawback is that your server has to have that SAS port either built in, or you have to add that SAS adapter. It's kind of like iSCSI. You either have that 1 gigabit Ethernet NIC built in, or you have to go out and buy that that network, that adapter and associated switching and things like that. The biggest drawback right now today with shared SAS is that around distance. In other words, if you're looking to build out, Andrew, within, tens of meters within your computer, within your data center, within your server room, you want to be looking at something else. If you're looking to network effectively within a cabinet or two adjacent type cabinet, then shared SAS could be a scenario for you. So distance is a scenario. Likewise, if you're looking to support 10s, 20s, 30s numbers of servers, you really should be looking at an iSCSI, a fiber channel, an FCOE, things like that. If you are looking to share data, in other words, a NAS, you should be looking at a NAS. On the flip side to it, if you're looking to build a NAS server, SAS storage is commonly deployed as that back end. So I'd say the real big drawbacks are the distance and the number of connectivities without getting into adding additional switches, which there are SAS switches. There again, are you better off using a different tool at that point?
Right, right. And before, you mentioned HP and Dell, I believe, and IBM as some of the people offering products in this space.
Absolutely.
Who are the major players? Is that
interesting. They are. Those are the major players. In other words, you don't hear about SAS from NetApp. You don't hear about SAS from EMC. You don't hear about SAS from the vendors whose focus is Fiber Channel or NAS or iSCSI. Well, why? Because they don't offer it. They have a different value prop. They have a different approach of how they're using it. They're using SAS as internal storage within their system. But what I find interesting is Dell and HP are two of the larger, and HP probably being the one who's really taken the lead around SAS. In other words, if you look at their low-end with the MSA 2000s, if you look at their X series, they not only use SAS drives in those, but in the case of the MSA 2000, they give you a choice of an iSCSI, fiber channel, or SAS. So in other words, here's your storage system, how would you like to attach it? And even if you go up into their larger scale-out systems, like their extreme storage systems, the X9000, they are leveraging SAS internally for that ease. But HP is doing a lot because they're including SAS as drives and servers. They're putting SAS down on the server board. Same thing with Dell. Same thing with IBM. So it tends to be the server vendors that take a more aggressive or leadership role because they're using it as part of their server approach. You've got IBM doing it, you got Dell, you got HP, you got Oracle Sun, you've got the suppliers, the LSIs, the Dot Hills, some of the smaller vendors, Promise, among others.
Okay, great. Just one final question. Who's using SAS today, shared SAS today? You know, what type of company, what size company? Is there a particular sweet spot?
There is, Andrew, and this is probably real key, is that it's got positives, there's benefits, there's these different trade-offs as we talked a little bit ago, but I'd say there's two major categories. One, it's a smaller company that has a smaller number of servers. They've got two servers, maybe four, up to eight with some configurations. So in other words, you could look at it as around the number and the type of servers. Ironically, it can be an environment where iSCSI is too expensive, which kind of seems odd is that we always hear about iSCSI as being the lowest cost of shared storage. Well, from the vendors that's all they have is iSCSI, you're naturally going to hear that. But you also have this. The other scenario, which is a variation of that, Andrew, so that small number of servers could be a small company. That small number of servers could also be a work group, a departmental, a specialized application that either has a few number of servers or they've already gone in with consolidation and reduce that number of servers and doing things where they want that higher availability. In other words, a VMware cluster, a Hyper-V cluster, an Outlook Exchange cluster, a SharePoint cluster. So that's the other theme in there is the a clustered high availability type environment.
All right, Greg. Thanks a lot.
You bet. My pleasure.
And for more information about shared SaaS and other storage topics for small to mid-sized businesses, please visit searchsmbstorage.com. Thanks for listening.